I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 790, Start Accepting Your Belovedness. Yesterday was titled Stop Hiding Among the Trees, and it was all about a truth we try to deny, that we sin, we blow it, and God knows it. Today's the other side of that coin, not a truth we try to deny, but a truth we need to embrace. And it's a matched set, because the temptation can go either way for you. So if you missed yesterday, well, give me five minutes, that is, and go back and take a listen. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then we really want God to love others through our ordinary, everyday lives. So on the one hand, we have verses where Paul says he's the chief of sinners. And on the other hand, we have verses like where John says that we are children of God, 1 John 1:3. So which is it? Well, both. We do sin, but that didn't chase God away. In fact, because of our sin, God came near. Emmanuel, God with us, like we remind ourselves at Christmas. So if you're in Christ, you're a new creation, a Christian. So stop hiding among the trees, as we said yesterday. And today, be who you are. And don't be bashful about it. You are a servant of the Word. You are a vessel of clay, yes, but you've been commissioned with God's great treasure of the gospel. So you and me and we have been entrusted to be God's ambassadors in the world, the hands and feet of Jesus today, yes, every day. And if that doesn't light your fire, well, your wood's wet. Listen to the words of Nelson Mandela from his inaugural speech in 1994, and let his words kind of poke you a bit. Mandela said, "Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be?" Mandela said. "You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us, and not just in some of us, but in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. We are liberated from our own fear, and our presence automatically liberates others." Okay, so what did you think of Mandela's words? Did they bother you? And if so, why? Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others so they'll glorify your Father in heaven." It's important that we live who we are, not with any sense of accomplishment or cockiness because we did it, but because of gratitude. Look, God made you, God loves you, God gifted you, and now God sends you to be His person today. Don't downplay that role. God in grace and in power empowers you to be His people today. So do what's yours to do. No one can do what God sent you to do in the same way that God sends you to do it. Now, I don't know who you'll meet today. I don't know what challenges you'll encounter or what opportunities will be presented to you as you are an ambassador of the King. But let's take the tiger by the tail. Let's hold our head high, have an open heart, and a spirit that's sensitive to the leading of His Spirit, being grateful for every conversation and connection that we get to make today. What a gift. Thanks be to God. Here's the great question. Now, this is the second part of a two-parter. So which one was harder for you? To face the truth that you want to deny as you hide among the trees, or to face the truth that you need to embrace of who you are in Christ? Let's pray this prayer from Ephesians 3:20. "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 791. In the meantime, my friend James Bryan Smith reminds us, you are a child of God, one in whom Christ dwells and delights, and you live in the strong and unshakable kingdom of God. Today, podcast family, understand that by His grace, you can start accepting your belovedness.